it's Deanna and Justin.
Hello. All right, I'm here.
Well, that was loud.
Do you have a headphone control over there?
I do.
Oh, because I have mine up all the way.
Oh. Okay, I turned mine down a little bit.
I'm very
that's better.
Conscious of my hearing. I might get earplugs for concerts.
Really?
Yeah, because like before we do everything, like EJ has tinnitus, Preston has it. And you can't get it back.
Yeah.
There's cool ones I found on TikTok. So they don't look like I have the squeegee ones, but they're just like foam in your ears and they get gross.
Yeah.
That we use when we go shooting, but I can't like.
I have blown my ears out on more than one occasion because something was louder than I expected
headphones.
It to be.
You should wear ear things now.
Ugh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's national, or no, it's like a hairstylist appreciation day.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I appreciate my hairstylist. okay, so liar, liar. One time I was getting my hair cut, and I used to get the like straight razor in the back.
Yeah.
Which, if they don't do that at your barber, go to a different barber. It's the best thing. And I felt a little pinch on my ear, and he went, oops. And then there was just blood all over my head. Because when you cut your ear, it just because it's just blood and cartilage, won't stop bleeding. It took like a day and a half to stop bleeding.
There was quite some time I had a hairstyle where one side of my head was shaved underneath my hair. And when I went in to get it touched up, I said bicked instead of buzzed. So they bicked it, and I was bald on one side of my head for quite some time. I just came back from Fort Myers, I have to tell you.
I saw.
I was visiting my stepdad for a few days. Jacob and I
went down. Florida!
And it was nice. Weather was perfect, right? It's not too humid yet.
Not too hot.
It's not Florida weather.
Not too cold. Might need a light jacket.
Yeah.
Perfect day, which is today, April 25th. Okay.
We took an Uber a couple different places. We mostly walked because he's not very far from downtown.
Does he still live in like the high rise thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we took an Uber to a couple different places because he only has a little sports car down there and only seats two people. So
two people, maybe not one, maybe one adult and
maybe one
small
and a half.
Person. Yeah.
Yeah. So as we're in multiple Ubers, he's giving them directions.
No.
Justin,
oh my God. That's the most dad thing of all time.
Like, how did I not know this about you that you're a backseat driver? So the guys, like the drivers had their GPS on.
Can you, now, right? Did the driver have the GPS in the car or did he have the phone? You know how they have the phone?
Yeah.
So Uber gives them directions.
Right.
On the phone. Now was the phone on display?
Yes.
Okay. So clear. It was in clear view.
Clear view. And he was sitting in the front seat with the driver and giving him directions. And I was like, oh, they're not going to. I said, at one point I said, you know, you have a driver score. Like, they can rate you as a rider score.
Rider score, yeah.
I'm like, you know they can rate you. Like, I would love to check out your rider score.
Oh, my God. They can't. I don't think the Uber drivers can really go off the path that Uber sends them for safety reasons.
Now, in his defense, the first guy needed it because he was talking so much that he was getting distracted and he almost made a wrong turn.
Your dad was talking too much or the driver?
The driver.
Okay.
And the driver almost took us over the bridge.
Then you can't get back.
Further down
okay.
to Southwest Florida. So he almost, you know, made us miss our dinner reservations. But the second guy didn't really need any help, and he was helping anyway.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I'm so sorry, sir.
Secondhand. Did you order the – who ordered the Uber?
He ordered it.
Your dad
now
did.
My rider score ain't going to go down.
So you got to, like – like, my buddy, we went down to D.C. when we were, like, 22. My friend had gone to American – and he's like, come down for Halloween. We'll go to a house party. It's only 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
It was actually 50 minutes because it was in Silver Spring, Maryland, which was not close to Arlington. So we take an Uber out, the big one, like a van. And then before we're leaving, the Uber's arriving. My buddy starts chugging a thing at Jim Beam. And I'm like, all right, well, we're ordering on his phone just in case. 50-minute ride. And it's through, like, very, like, Tudor-style homes.
Yeah.
Right? So they're expensive because it's D.C. It's the richest. We went through Montgomery County. It's the richest county in America. And I hear him behind me go, oh, like the breathing. You know the breathing.
Oh,
the
gosh.
Puke breathing. And he throws up.
No.
So the driver doesn't notice. I'm like, all right. And I like text my buddy in the front seat. It's like five rows. I'm like, he threw up. He's like, all right, we'll just ride it out. Like 2 minutes later, I hear, oh. Like,
no.
I turn around. I reach back. I roll his window down. He pukes on the side of the car. Now the driver knows.
Oh.
We pull over. We're in front of this beautiful home, probably a senator, which in hindsight, Probably should have just pooped on their lawn. You know. So, like, all right, it's not in the car. It's on the outside of the car. We'll just do the cleaning fee, which is like $150. So he pukes like four more times on the ride there. She only knows about one. I reach back, grab his wallet, take all of the cash out of his wallet. We get out. Everybody runs except me. I throw money at her, shut the door, and we all run away.
Oh, my God.
And he's so, like, we went to the Wings game a couple weeks ago. We went out afterwards. And we had to take two Ubers home because he got so banged up. It was a 3-mile ride. He's just not good in cars.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, dude,
does he get car sick?
I guess. I'm like, we're 33. Like, you should probably figure this out already. Like, I didn't start getting car sickness until I was in Ubers.
Yeah.
It's only hit or miss. Like, the last one, I got car sick. I didn't throw up, but I got car sick because the guy had, like, two bags of cat litter in the back. And I'm like,
ew.
And it was hot.
Ugh.
Like, it was the worst Uber ride ever. I took two Ubers over the weekend. The first guy we talked about, snakes and turtles, it was awesome. And the second, and this is like 3 miles. Like, I was just meeting friends, and I didn't want to park because they were having fireworks.
Yeah.
And then the second Uber, we just talked about Walmart clothing, because now I'm a stand for Walmart clothing. They have great stuff. And she kept calling me Mr. Justin. So I gave her like a $5 and tipped her $15 on like a $10 ride. I'm like, what? Respect that I have in the Uber community in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania.
Call me by my government name.
Mm-hmm.
I
loved it.
I did do something on vacation that I didn't tell anyone I was doing.
So you was it pre-planned?
No. Well, kind of.
You knew you were going to Florida. But,
yeah.
Okay.
Everywhere I go, I take our stickers with us.
Oh, okay.
Deanna and Justin stickers.
Stick them somewhere?
No. I was leaving them places.
Okay.
You didn't
stick them?
No.
All right.
I didn't tell anyone I was doing it, though. Like, I was looking for a bar that had, you know, like a bunch of graffiti in the bathroom or something, and I was going to slap it up against that.
But that works.
There was
fine.
No opportunity for that. So instead, I was just leaving them places. Like, if we would go out to eat, I would make sure when we got up from the table that, like, I left a Deanna and Justin sticker on the booth.
Okay.
Or, like, I went, and at one point we had to swing by the mall because my stepdad wanted to, like, pick up some stuff for his apartment. And I, like, I got a coffee from a little place, not in the food court, but it was, like, a standalone.
Yeah.
And it was an independent kind of joint. It wasn't, like, a Starbucks or anything. And so I got my coffee and I put money in the tip jar, but then I also put a Deanna and Justin sticker.
All right. I don't know if I approve of that one. Those people are like working for $4 an hour.
I gave them a tip, but I also gave them a sticker.
Now, why did you do this?
I was just, you know, trying to spread the word.
Okay. It's funny because everybody who fired us lives in Fort Myers. Did you put that together at all?
No, it didn't click.
They're here yesterday, and guess what? They're all back and forth. They all live in Fort Myers.
Yeah, it didn't click.
Yeah. So.
Whoops.
Everybody with the name, what I won't say, lives there. Like, probably pretty close to where your father lives. Because Fort Myers isn't huge, you know? Florida's big. Not that part.
Look at us. We still going.
I thought that was, like, your plan. You're like, I'm just going to plant these here. Nope.
I didn't.
Now that you told me that.
Didn't even put that together.
They all, yep. Multiple houses.
Yeah.
Families from there, you know?
You know, I probably should have just, like, started frisbeeing them onto lawns.
They don't know our name. Anyway, so I'm trying to think of, okay, I updated the dating thing, the girl that gave me the, I guess you're not interested thing.
Oh, so the girl you talked about last episode that texted you because you didn't text her?
One day after matching.
One day, right.
One day. Now, she still follows me on Instagram, but whatever. I told her, I was like, I'm just looking for jobs. I'm probably going to have to move soon. It's probably unfair for both of us. I thought that was a good ending text.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Great ending text.
Especially after she's all butthurt because you didn't text her once.
I just was like, it cools. It's weird, like, the dating thing now is it cools off pretty quickly if you don't make a plan right away, which is kind of like life. But then she, like, commented, I put a picture of my dog up. She's like, this could have been my stepdog. And I was like,
Are you kidding me?
I didn't mind that. I don't know. I just wanted to say it to you to see how you'd react.
This could have been my stepdad.
Yeah.
Oh, Justin.
Listen.
You might have let go the only girl who would ever love you more than you love them.
I'm good. Let me tell you. Like, my friends couldn't sit at the bar last night because their wives were like, you're not allowed to sit at the bar. And I went.
What? Why?
We're not going to elaborate more on it. And that's usually when I tell myself, I'm tight. I'm good. I'm good to go. I don't need a partner.
Normal people don't do this.
We're not talking about it too much. I just want to tell you right here. So I'll get in trouble.
Oh, my God. What kind of...
But, okay. But what I did realize is that Well, I realized I realized what my kryptonite is in this whole thing.
Oh God.
I don't know if I said this last week, but I've come up with three things that are my kryptonite.
Okay. The humbob.
Humbob. That is mid-afternoon beers after the beach. A good bridge on a song.
Okay.
And chicks and scrubs.
Oh.
Yep. That's it.
You like people who care for people.
No, I just like the new scrubs. Like they're look good.
It's just the outfit.
It's the outfit. Yeah, actually,
you know
it
what's kind of weird?
Huh?
Your mom wears scrubs.
She doesn't wear the ones that the hot chicks wear though. I try to get her in more fashionable ones though, because now they have jumpsuits. I'm like, you should do the jumpsuit. It looks cool. She actually buys cool stuff.
Oh.
And I used to buy her scrubs all the time.
I was just implying that you might be a mama's boy.
No. I used to buy her SpongeBob scrubs. Bought her Philly scrubs, but now she buys like the cheap. She'll only buys on sale scrubs because she has so many.
Yeah,
like, that's a good frugal move.
Yeah,
because you have three closets worth of scrubs. She does wear like the jogger ones, which I think look cool. I do like the I like the fashion that comes out of scrubs too.
You know way too much about scrubs.
Well, she wears them, and then like my friends are nurses, and I might happen to follow multiple nurses on TikTok and Instagram. Also went to school with a lot of nurses. And now that I say this, I think every girl that I've ever gone to date with may have been in scrubs. So at some point or another.
You have a thing for healthcare workers.
It's just the scrubs. I don't know what it is. It keeps some mystery behind it, right? And probably they make good money.
Probably.
Right? See, I am still shallow.
We almost got scammed.
In Florida.
No.
By a gator. Oh.
I did not have a great experience checking into our flight.
Would you fly?
We took Frontier on the way down.
Okay, well, that makes
American
sense.
On the way back.
I stick to one of those, and it's not the first one.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll say it, Frontier, horrible experience.
Yeah.
I know people have had good ones. I have not.
I didn't.
I would think
flight to Florida, just because they do it 9 times a day,
right,
would be an excellent experience.
2 hours in 6 minutes. Like, you think it would be easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. So you can print or you can get your boarding pass for free on the app, right?
Like every
other airline.
Yes.
If you need it printed, they charge you.
Why do you need it printed?
In case you can't get it on the app. And you know when you can't get it on the app?
Huh.
When the app won't work.
Oh, well, they have a crappy app.
So
crappy.
They do. It's app. So we get to the airport, and I'm trying to load up the app to get our boarding passes, and it's spinning and spinning and spinning, and everyone in line is saying the same thing.
Can't get
everyone it. Checking their bags. They're like, the app isn't working, and everyone's complaining. It is.
And the workers do not care.
A hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
They charge $25
per
boarding pass.
This is okay, but this is what happens when you fly the budget. Now, did you plan on flying American on the way back? Like, you bought a flight on Frontier that before you went and then bought a flight on American, or did you buy the American?
We bought them at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, because we did like an Expedia trip, and that's the option it gave us.
Oh, okay. I never use Expedia,
yeah.
So I don't know.
So awful, by the way. So I do my little complaint tweet. Like, yo, Frontier, get your ass together.
Can you just get
your
AI
app sucks. You know, $50 for 2 boarding passes to be printed is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right? It's not about the money. It's about the principle. Like, who charges $25 to print a boarding pass?
Just they nickel and dime you because it's 30
exactly.
bucks to fly.
So someone replies back to my tweet from a Frontier handle.
Okay, so it is a Frontier, not like a random person.
No, it was a Frontier handle. And I have an exchange with them back and forth. They ask me for contact info. They call me
This is my contact info.
They call
I'm
me
on Twitter.
On WhatsApp.
Makes sense.
I thought that was weird.
They do it, I think, for number one, security. And number two, they don't know where you're at.
Right.
Like, if you're in another country, it's usually WhatsApp.
Well, I figured out it was a scam.
Oh!
When they tried to get me to download an app called Remitly.
Wait, let me. What's your Twitter handle?
Deanna on the air.
Okay. I'm just checking.
I've
sensed the tone.
I
don't follow you.
They tried to get me to download an app called Remitly so that they could reimburse me the unexpected charge.
Okay.
So when I opened the app, they had already created me an account, and it had all my information in there, and they wanted me to okay a charge. Justin, it was $350, and it was being sent to Kenya.
Okay. Was this the tweet that you got? Frontier Care?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to show you something. When you click on their profile,
yep,
they have one follower, I and did they follow that after. 64 people.
I did that after the fact. After I realized.
It also says, our official Frontier Airlines, not capitalized, Twitter account.
Yeah.
Like the electronics.
I wasn't looking at that.
Yeah, you need to not be blinded by rage.
I wasn't looking at that. Justin, by the time I figured out it was a scam, I'm yelling at the guy because he's on a WhatsApp call walking me through this process. And I said,
is this a scam?
I said, I'm not doing this. I said, first of all, I'm reporting you for fraud because you're trying to get me to send money to Kenya. I said, second of all, I'm changing the password. Like I did it first and then told him I was doing it. I changed the password on the account of the Remitly app, and then I deleted the account so he no longer had access to my information, hopefully. And then I went and deleted the text on the WhatsApp conversation,
yeah,
that had the information in there as well. And you can delete it for everyone so that they can't go back and see it.
Okay.
And I tried to do whatever I could. And then I went onto like a U.S. government website and reported fraud.
You got to not be blinded by the rage.
I was blinded by the rage. And I had a pivotal moment where I realized, you know what? I'm no longer going to take to Twitter to complain about something.
Yeah. That's why I only tweet about
But usually
now.
They reply back when you do that.
They do.
They did not. Frontier themselves did not actually reply back, but somebody pretending to be them did.
Speaking of getting texts and stuff, have you been getting a lot of political texts?
No.
You haven't gotten any?
Oh, no, I did get one.
Okay.
When it was a primary day.
Okay. I have been getting a lot, which means my data has been farmed, but I accept that because I have an iPhone and we're all on the internet. So I have developed with all these political texts, no matter what side is texting me, I have a new reply that I've been sending to all of them.
Okay.
And it is, sorry, I don't have time to join another cult. implying that I am in multiple cults.
Oh, my
because
God.
Because if I had the chance to be in multiple cults, I would be. I love cults. I'm a cult person I could make my own, I think. We've talked about that extensively. But that's my new reply to political texts. Sorry. I don't have time. I've joined too many cults.
I feel like a really bad American because I'm usually an advocate for voting in every opportunity you have to vote. And we were out of town on Pennsylvania primary day.
Absentee ballot. I've done those.
I know, but I totally.
Come on. I didn't know it was. I
wasn't aware. I didn't pre-plan. No.
I didn't know it was primary day until I saw all the kids that were off from school, which was tight when we got off. I think it started when I was, I don't know if. Like, other people got off, but we started getting off for election days because our school was a polling place.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And there was a bunch of free food because it's like, if you vote, you get free food. I just vote in the ones that are in November because I can't forget those because they're always in November. But, like, the primary ones, I definitely forget about.
I have a question
for you. Not a bad American. I'm just lazy, which is American.
I have a question for you. You know how we went to Turks and Caicos?
Yes.
And did our morning show there?
Yes.
You know how that was like a working vacation?
Yeah.
This was not supposed to be, but it did turn out to be a working vacation.
Okay.
Because we get to my stepdad's condo the day we landed, and he goes, I just want you guys to relax while you're here. Like, don't worry about a thing.
Yeah.
I'll take care of it all. And I was like, that sounds amazing. This is exactly what we need. And then the very next day, he took me to the mall because he needed to buy blinds for his and curtains for his apartment.
Oh, no. See, that was included in the deal, the redecorating. Did you stay at his place?
Yeah.
You got to hang one thing.
We did. Jacob fixed the garbage disposal. He replaced it. He rehung all the curtain rods.
That's the exchange,
I helped him pick out curtains for the living room. We bought a table for the entryway.
If you're coming to stay, we got to do like one project.
And that all took place after he said, I just want you guys to relax the whole time you're here.
It's like, Deanna, you've been so stressed being unemployed. I'm going to, two of my friends are getting inducted this weekend into our Sports Hall of Fame for college. So it's kind of like a mini reunion with everybody. So we're going to try and relive our memories, which I'm kind of against because I have good memories of things. I try not to go back to those places, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I looked up all the bars. They all close at like 10 that we used to drink at. So we're just going to go
That's
out early.
That's a bummer.
It changed. I mean, it graduated in 2013. So
yeah, it's different
10
now.
Years. I have been testing out how to style my mullet because I cannot wear a hat to this event. It's looking pretty good. I told my barber last week, I said, I have to not wear a hat because she cuts it so it looks good in a hat.
You're perfecting your mullet.
Yeah. So I just comb it back a little bit. No blow dryer. Too long for me. I'm staying in a Motel 6. There might not be a blow dryer. So I've been doing that. But
they'll leave the light on for you.
They will. Actually, I'll tell you what. The reviews of this Motel 6, every review, they said it's the cleanest hotel they ever been in.
Wow.
$123 a night. That's the cheapest one because the other ones are $400. There's like 9 hotels because Journey's playing at the arena right next to our college. I'm like, at these damn Journey people are spending all this money on a Hilton Garden Inn. So we're all going up. And my friend that's getting inducted, our college was small, so we did weird things. Like, we had a homecoming king and queen. I don't know if people do that in college, but we did. And she won it, so we bought her a championship belt then in, like, 2013.
Yeah.
And we took a picture. So the other day, I went back to Walmart. I bought another championship belt, and we're going to redo the picture. She doesn't know this yet.
Ooh.
I've never done the redo the picture thing. You know, like, you ever see those trends on TikTok and Instagram?
Yeah.
Where you redo the picture. That's what we're going to do.
That'll be fun. I like stuff like that.
Speaking of pictures, my sister and I don't know what to get my mother for Mother's Day. So I think we're going to do cheesy sibling photos at JCPenney.
Yes.
Okay. I was like, people have been doing this. Yeah. She'll love it. I go on JCPenney's website. They embrace it. There's a package. It says throwback pictures. Come take your cheesy throwback pictures.
Oh, I love it.
I went to myself, okay, like photo studios at department stores, probably not the big thing. Like, two of my friends are photographers. Like, I know, but I want the cheesiness of it.
Right.
Like, the bad backgrounds that they have. I'm not saying going there is cheesy. I'm saying that the rainbow backgrounds and stuff, those are the cheesy things I want.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're embracing it, I go, whoever's in their marketing department is a genius. And it's discounted. It's like $160.
They're leaning
bucks.
Into it. Yeah.
You have to. And they have, like, photos that are inspiration.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do all denim with a turtleneck.
That's good.
I own most of the things.
Can you, like, superimpose Murph's face in the corner?
Well, I want to. So Carly, my sister, is a graphic designer. So, like, we can do it afterwards.
That's true.
But her head, like, floating. With, like, faded out.
Yes.
So,
Galactic dog.
We thought about doing the cheesy photos at Valley Forge Park. But then I was worried people thought we were engaged.
Oh, yeah, they might.
That's why.
They'd be clapping.
Me and her.
Congratulations.
Her and I got a picture with Dan and Shay. I had to make sure I tagged it, the Franiacs, not Justin and Carly, because it looks like we're dating. We do. I don't know if we look similar. I don't know. I just want to make sure that people don't confuse us together.
Well, and some couples end up looking alike after some time, so people could think you're dating.
A lot of my friends look like theirs. You and Jacob don't look alike, right?
It's so weird.
I tell them, so I'm not sure. You know who you are. I've told you before. I have told you look alike, and it really freaks me out. Then you have kids, and I'm like, kids look like you too. Like, both of you. I mean, that's how kids work. I don't know if you know how kids
that's
work.
That's how that works.
Kids look like their parents.
Yeah, that's not how the relationship's supposed to work.
Every time they post a photo, I'm like, do you look like you guys? You look alike.
All right.
Nicole from XT bought me a coffee today.
Oh, that's nice.
The same coffee as her. And she walked in, and she gets the same one every day, but she never gets two. She gets the same one. And she said the guy at the store was like, are you all right? Why didn't you
Are you all right?
I'm like, Nicole, you're a regular at Starbucks. Maybe tone it back.
Is everything okay?
Is everything okay? You ordered two. Did you screw up? Is there someone special in your life? I'm like, I knew that was going to happen. All right, you have to go.
All right. Yes, soon. We have to cut this. We have to, well, you know, cutting it at the normal time, but we have to make sure. We cut it.
Is this going to be... You're going to put this up on Monday.
Yeah.
So the auction would have already happened.
It's true. Yeah, okay. I'm emceeing the Emmanuel Dining Room Vegas-style auction.
Okay.
But it will have happened by the time this comes out. But you can support the Emmanuel Dining Room by donating online on their website. So.
And Chris Leonard, who used to work with us, is doing it. So that's why.
Yeah. And they feed families in the Wilmington area. So they do good stuff.
Ugh.
Liar, liar.
Frog in my throat. I got one the other day on the air. It was so terrible.
Ugh.
Ugh, that's what people complain about me. Got two complaints last 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. You're not doing too hot with these people.
Listen, they ain't complaining. They ain't listening. Best ratings ever. All right. Liar was, it's hairstylist. I got my ear nicked. It bled for like 2 days.
And there was a hairstyle I had where half my head was shaved underneath my hair. And instead of saying buzzed, I said bicked. And they bicked it, and I was half bald.
And Deanna was lying.
I was, but I did have the shaved hairstyle.
You have had
a lot of hairstyles.
That's why this is a new one. Mine's been a comb over for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Now I've changed.
For every one hairstyle Justin has had, I've had 10.
The thing is, 10 years flies by, and I didn't realize it until I went, I should probably not have this hair anymore.
Yeah.
And I have no formal events to go to. Then I realized I had one, so now I have to. I'm going back to college to see friends I haven't seen in 10 years and my coach I haven't seen in 10 years and my professors with a mullet. I just let it soak. They're going to be like, you're so successful.
Sure.
You're so successful.
Sure, that's what they're going to say.
I said it tongue in cheek, Deanna.
All right. Well, DeannaandJustin.com. We still have our text line, 215-995-1139. 215-995-1139. Feel free to shoot us a text, a voicemail, a voice note, whatever.
Okay.
Okay, bye, mayonnaise.